Today we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Masechta Tainus. Masechta Tainus, as we know, comes right after Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam explains in the Hagdoma to Masechta Zroim that after we finished discussing the halachas of the Yom Tovim that are mentioned in the Torah, we begin to discuss the Tainus, which are mentioned by the Nevi'im. Says the Melechus Shloima, if that's the case, why do we begin with the Tainus that refer to when there's no rain? Because even they weren't mentioned by the Nevi'im. So the Melechus Shloima explains that even though they weren't mentioned by the Nevi'im, since they are the most common Tanaisim in those days, as we're going to learn, if Chas V'Shalom there was a drought, there was a lack of rain, they would fast. So since those are the Tanaisim that happened most frequently, that's why those are the Tanaisim that are mentioned first, rather than mention first the Tanaisim that are mentioned in Navi. He also mentions, because the reason those Tanaisim are going to be mentioned first in our Masechta is because, as we know, we learned in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that when there was a Tainus, they used to blow the shofar, and we ended off Masechta Rosh Hashanah but speaking about the shofar and all the halachas around the shofar, and therefore the Tanaisim, which were declared because of different tzaras, the rain, where they blew the shofar, it belongs right after learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Another pshat that I saw in the Sefer Shoshanim LeDavid is because the reason Masechta Tainus follows Masechta Rosh Hashanah is because it is appropriate to fast. And there was a minig, the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes the minig. Many had the minig that they would fast right after Pesach, and after Pesach and after Sukkot. So that's why Tainus is the first, is a Masechta that belongs after we speak about all the other Yom Tovim. The second bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei that we daven every day is the bracha of Atu Gibor. And as we learn in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the halacha is that, as we're going to learn in today's shir, Mitzvah Shem, quite extensively, Chazal established that as part of that bracha, we should say, Masha Ruch HaMoed HaGeshem. Because, as we're going to learn, there are a lot of similarities between the concept of rain coming down and Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara Masechta Brachos explains that just like we plant seeds in the ground and those seeds decompose and afterwards they come to life with bringing forth food, fruit, vegetables, so too people unfortunately are nifter in this world, but afterwards we will all have Tchias HaMesim. And therefore it's most appropriate that we should mention this bracha, the concept of rain together with Tchias HaMesim. Others explain that because we start this bracha, as we just said, with the words Ato Gibor, and rain, as we're going to learn in the Shir of Mitzvah Shem today, represents the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since rain represents the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate that it should be mentioned in the bracha of Ato Gibor. So begins the Mishnah Me'emesai Maskir and Gvuras Gishamim. As we just said, when we say Mashva Ruach Moed HaGeshem in the bracha of Ato Gibor, and it's important to make the point that one should not confuse the two separate concepts in Halacha. There's one concept which we just mentioned, the concept of Maskirin, of saying Mashva Ruach Moed HaGeshem when we say the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The other concept is Shela, where we ask Saint Talamotar in the winter for rain. Our Mishnah is focused on the first of the two concepts that we're going to be discussing, and that is the concept of Mashva Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, not on the other halacha, the halacha of Saint Talamotar. We will speak about that as well, of course. So begins the Mishnah, Me'emesai Maskir and Gvurus Gishamim. When do we begin to say Mashva Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem? Rebbe Lezer Amar Miyontav Rishon Shel Chag, from the first day of Sukkos, in Gemara, Sukkot is always called Chag, because Chag means a circle, it represents Simcha, when they would dance, and Sukkot was the Yontif in which they would most notably, that they would dance, and that's why Simcha Sukkot, we know is the Zman Simcha Seinu, Sukkot is the Chag Osif, and therefore Sukkot is called Chag. Rabbi Elazar says, we begin saying Mashu Ruch HaMari Geshem from the first day of Sukkot. Rishua says, we begin Yontif Achron Shel Chag on the last day of Sukkot. Actually, what he means to say is that we begin on Shmini Atzeres. Amlai, and the Cheshek Shlomo points out why do we say the word when we speak about at the Gibor, we say Mashu Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. When we daven by the same bracha, we say the same talamotor. Why don't we use the same wording for rain? Here we use the word Geshem, and here we use the word motor. He says that motor means lebracha. When we speak about gevurois, we talk about all type of rain. And since we're talking about all type of rain, we say geshem. Geshem includes all type of rain that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down. If anything, as we've mentioned, and we'll learn further in our shiur today, one can make the suggestion that the geshem that we mentioned by Mashu Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem particularly refers to the strong rain, which shows the gevurois Hashem. The rain that we ask for, the same Talmoto, on the other hand, represents rain that we're asking for bracha. And the type of rain that we're asking then is rain, which is same Talmoto, and Mota represents rain, which comes down lebracha. So Beleza says, we begin saying Mashu Ruach on the first day of Sukkot, because that's the time when it starts the rainy season. Rabbi Shua says that since rain is not a bracha on Sukkot, we wait to say Mashu Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem until Shmini Atzeres. And Tosfos points out that even though those in Chutz La'aretz sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, since that obligation to sit in the Sukkah in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres is only midrabanan, and moreover, as we discussed extensively in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, we do know that when the real Shmini Atzeres is, and we know that Shmini Atzeres is really after Sukkot, so therefore, even though we of course have to keep Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, those of us who live in Chutz La'aretz, but we could begin saying Mashu Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeres. Amalei Bishua, and Bishua turns around to Rebbe and says, "Hoyel ve'ena Geshamim el Sim Klol b'chag." The Geshamim are Sim Klol on Sukkot. Because we know the Gemara says that if it rains, the Gemara says the Sukkah Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis teaches us, it's like Ke'eved, like a servant that Shofach Lo Arabai Kitan Al Panov, that his owner asked him to do something and he does it and he throws the water in his face. We want to sit in the Sukkah, and rain represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not satisfied that we're sitting in the Sukkah. So Lama Hu Masker. So it's inappropriate that one should mention Sukkah, should mention it in the Yontif. Now, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, when on Yontif, on Sukkot, is it a Siman Klola? Some say it's only a Siman Klola on the first night of Yontif. Because on the first night of Yontif, we're obligated to eat in the Sukkah. And since we're obligated to eat in the Sukkah, and if it rains and we can't fulfill that mitzvah, that's why it's a Siman Klola. Others say just the opposite. On the first night, we have to eat in the Sukkah no matter what. So it doesn't make a difference if it's raining or not. The rest of Yontif, where we don't necessarily have to eat in the Sukkah, if we're not obligated to eat in the Sukkah, only if we're eating bread, must we eat that bread in the Sukkah. So that's why it's a Siman Klola. We want to go and do the mitzvah. We want to do it above and beyond what we're absolutely obligated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our tefillah. I saw that the Leiv Simcha explained al Pidrush. Ein Geshamim el Siman Klola b'chag. Geshamim represents Gashmius. So when somebody b'chag, when we have a time to mention Yom, when we have a time to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is why we have Yom Tovim, and a person Gishamim, he spends that time on Yontav just thinking about Gashmias, ain't a Gishamim Elo Simaklola. If somebody behaved that way on Yontav, that's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. Amalai Rebbe Lezer, so Rebbe Lezer says to Rebbe Yeshua, Afanil Mati Lishoil. We're not speaking, as we said, Rebbe Lezer says to Rebbe Yeshua, we're not speaking about saying the same Talmud Matar. Of course, we're not worried. We should not be asking for rain on Sukkos. What we're speaking about here is Elul Haskir Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem Banosoi. We're speaking about mentioning the Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem, and Sukkos is the proper time to say it. As the Gemara is going to explain the Rishonim, Sukkos is the time when we take the Aluminium, which are so connected to rain. Sukkos is a time, as we're going to learn this all in the Gemara, the time of Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, Sukkos is the best time, he says, to mention Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem. Amalai, so Rabbi Yeshua says, if rain to you is so important, mentioning Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem, according to your reasoning, Imkein L'Olam Yei Masker, we should always say Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem. The fact that we don't always mention Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem is clearly an indication that we're not always speaking about, it's not always the time to say it. And therefore, since it's not always the right time to say it, let's wait till after Sukkos is over. Says the Gemara, Ein Shoilim Geshamim, but in terms of saying the same Talamotar, that we all agree, that we only say it El Samach Geshamim, as we're going to learn further in our Masecht on Daf Yud, when we begin starting to say the same Talamotar. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we start saying Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem on Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ovel Ha'teva B'yontav Achron Shel Chag, the person who davens the Baal Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron, the one who davens Musaf Maskir, mentions Amorid Hashem, Harishon, but the person who says Shachris, Eina Maskir, does not say Amorid Hashem, we still say Amorid HaTal by Shachris. Beyond the Harishon Shal Pesach, and on the when it comes to Pesach, Harishon, the person who davened Shachris Maskir, still says Moir Hageshem. Ha'achron, but when we daven Musaf, Ein Maskir. We don't say Moir Hageshem anymore. That's when we begin to say Moir Atal. Of course, this explanation follows the Rambam or the Minig Svard that says Moir Atal in the summer, and Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem in the winter. However, the minig of the Bnei Ashkenaz is that they don't say anything in the summer. They don't say Amorid Hashem. And actually, the Sefer Divrei Yaakov says that our Mishnah seems to point in that direction. The Mishnah says, Harishon Eina Masker, and Achron Eina Masker. It seems that nothing is said. If we would say Amorid Hashem, why does it say Harishon Eina Masker, that on Sukkos, in Shmini Atzeres Shachris, we don't say anything. We do say something. We say Amorid Hashem. And the same, why does it say we don't say any masker by Musaf of Pesach? Of course we say something. We say Amorid Hashem. So from here, they want to bring a raya that we don't have to say, that we don't say Amorid Hashem. So the halacha is that Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem, we begin to say by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. And he can, and as we see clearly in our Mishnah, that it's the halacha of saying Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem is very much connected to the Ovel Lefnei Tefillah, the Baal Tefillah. And therefore the halacha is, we don't say Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem until it's announced that we should say Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem, either by hearing it from the Baal Tefillah, or as is the minig, by hearing it from the Gabbai, who before we begin the Shemon Esrei, announces on Shemin Atzeres, before we begin Musaf, that we should start saying from that Musaf, Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem. But the halacha is that that's what we do. But if one did not say Mashu Ruach Amorid Hashem by that Musaf, doesn't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Actually, those who follow the Minig Svard and say Moir HaTal, The halach is if they miss say mashruch marigashim, but they said marir atal, it's fine. It's only an issue for those who follow nusach Ashkenaz that in the summer, as we just said, say nothing. So then when the winter comes, they have to start saying mashruch marir geshem. And if they don't say it, and they certainly didn't say marir atal because they never say marir atal, they have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But the halach is that first Shemoneh Esrei by Musaf, even if you're davening in a place where they announce before we begin the Shemoneh Esrei to say mashruch marir geshem, if you didn't say it, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. By Mincha, however, you will have to. The Yerushalmi, Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi, on Amud Beis, the Frei Maskil, however, asks, why do we begin by Musaf? Why don't we begin by Ma'ariv? So the Yerushalmi answers, because since not everybody used to come to Shul by Ma'ariv, so we're going to have a situation that some people have begun to say Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi and some have not, and therefore they chose to say it during the day when everybody's in shul. But then the question is, so why don't we say it by Shacharis? Why do we wait for Musaf? So again, there's a number of reasons. One reason is because not everybody came to Shacharis. By the time Musaf comes, everybody will have been in shul. Another reason is because if we're going to say it by Shacharis, the people who we just said there was a decent amount of people that fell into that group that didn't say it, that didn't come to Ma'ariv, may erroneously believe that Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi has already begun by night. And the reason they just weren't in shul last night, so they weren't aware of that. So to make sure that they don't make that mistake, we only begin by Musaf. And another explanation goes back to what we just gave. We begin saying Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi, and before the tefillah that we're going to begin Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi, the Gabbai has to make an announcement that now we are to begin saying Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi. And since the Gabbai has to make that announcement, we need to be concerned, since the Gabbai needs to make the announcement, by Shacharis, we're not allowed to make an interruption between the Bruch of Goel Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, there would be a problem for him to make that announcement then. At night, by Musaf, we don't have that problem, and therefore we begin by Musaf. Ask the Gemara, Tana Hechakoi, our Mishnah began with the word Meimasai. Tana Hechakoi, where do we know there's a halacha that we have to say Mashruach Amayir Hageshem, that we're saying Meimasai? And as the Ritva explains, when we're speaking about a halacha which is Midaraisa, so that we all are expected to know that the Torah tells us there's a chiyuv to blow the shofar. So the Mishnah doesn't have to introduce that there's a halacha that we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and then ask mehei masei mehei chikai. But there is no din d'oraisa, says the Gemara, that we're obligated, assumes the Gemara, says the Ritva, that we're obligated to say Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara's question is, where does it say that there's such an obligation that the Mishnah should now begin with a question, Me'emesai, when do we begin saying it? Answers the Gemara, Tana Hosmkai. The Tana is referring to the Mishnah Masechta Brachos. The Tani, the Mishnah teaches us the Maskirin Gvuras Gisham B'tchias HaMesem. As we mentioned at the beginning of our shir, during the Brach of Atagibur, we say, Mashvaruch Amar Yerushalmi. V'shayalim, and we say, V'sein Talmotor, V'berichas Hashanim, the Brach of Baruch Aleinu. V'havdola, Motzai Shabbos, we say, Atochan Antanu, in the Brach of Chayin and Das. V'ktani, and now our Mishnah begins with the words, Me'emesai Maskirin Gvuras Kishamim. So ask the Gemara, if we're referring to a Mishnah Masech the Brachas, and that's what this question is reflecting on. So listening Hassam, ask the Gemara, we should say there. Maishna the Shafkei Hacha. Why do we wait until we learn Masech the Tainus to mention this question? It should have been taught to us right when we learned Masech the Brachas, says the Gemara. Elatana mi Rosh Hashanah Solik. We just finished learning Masech the Rosh Hashanah, and we learned in Masech the Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tazayin Amar Aleph the Tanan B'chag Nedoyin Alamayim. On Sukkot is the time where Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the rainfall for the entire year. V'ayde the Tani. So since we learned in Masech the Rosh Hashanah or B'chag Nedoyin Alamayim, So now we begin to continue Tana, so that when Memes and Maskirin Gvurus Kishon, when is the time? And it's the way Ritva explains the Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that's actually a combination of Masechta Brachas and Masechta Rosh Hashanah. First, the Mishnah Masechta Brachas introduces the fact that Maskirin Gvurus Kishon B'tchias HaMesim. And then, if we just had that Mishnah, we would assume that we should say it, as we mentioned earlier in this year, that we should say it all year round. For that, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah teaches us the B'chag Nidoinim Alamayim. Since B'chag Nidoinim Alamayim, so now it makes sense to go deeper and start drilling down when exactly do we say it, because if we only had the Mishnah Masechta Brachas, we would make the mistake to think that we should maybe say it all year round. We need the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah to tell us that that is not the case, and now we want to know when do we begin saying it. Ask the Gemara for listening. So if the point is to teach us when we start saying Masharuch HaMayit HaGeshem, we should have said Meim Seim Maskirim Al Geshamim. Ask the Gemara, Mai, why when the Mishnah uses the word, do we say Gvuras Geshamim? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vnei Shiyardin Gvura. The rain comes down strong. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Oisig Doilas Ein Cheker, the flaws ain't a misper. Hanoise uksiv, hanoise mata apne arz, vishloim maim apne chutzos. The rain comes down with gevura. And as the Gemara explains, the rain comes down with tremendous gevura. It has two ways of understanding it. We see the Dignisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rain comes down, each raindrop comes down by itself, but they come down with a tremendous force that they'll be able to penetrate the ground. Moreover, as we're going to see, the rain comes down strictly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by himself. And that shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so involved in the management of the world. And that is the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though we have such a great God who created the world and is infinite in our even trying to understand him, still, with that all, we see such incredible miracle that how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And as I saw, the Sefer Orech Yesharim explains, when somebody walks by a building, a beautiful skyscraper that was built with tremendous wisdom and talent, he doesn't see, so he recognizes at the first moment that there must have been something incredible involved in building this building. But once he walks by on a regular basis, he walks by that building on a regular basis, he forgets and he doesn't pay attention, it doesn't make such an impression on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to constantly remember him. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that we should constantly remember him? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so is with the rain. When we see the rain and we think about what the rain is all about and what the rain accomplishes and how it comes and when it comes, we all recognize the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we realize the Gevura of HaKadosh, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we should always be thinking and realizing his existing. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, what do these psukim teach us? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shaila, Ask Shecheke, Cheke, Vibriyasa Shalaylam. This pasuk that speaks about rain uses the word cheker, and in the creation of the world it says cheker. Ksiv hacha, oisuk doilas vei cheker. For ksiv hasam, the pasuk in Yeshaya, in referring to the creation of the world, says, Halo yodatem lo shemata, Elokei oilam Hashem, have you heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boirek Tzois Oretz, who created all of the directions of the world, Lo Yeyef, Lo Yigai, never gets tired, Echekel Eksvunasai, V'ksiv Mechen Hara B'koichai Nezer B'gvurai. So rain is similar to the Brias Olam. And when one sees the rain, he comes to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there is no Teva. Ask the Gemara, Omenolam B'tfila, how do we know that this should be done when we daven? The Tanya, that we should say Mashruch Mar Geshem when we daven, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Lahavas Hashem Lakechem, Ula Avde Bechol Lavavchem, Eza Avodish Shebelev. What is considered Avodish Shebelev? Aymazet Tfila. It's Tfila is considered the Avodish Shebelev. Uksib Asrei, and when we speak about that pasuk in Krishma every day, it says right afterwards, Nasat Matar Artsachem Bita Yor Malkus. We see that rain is connected to davening. So if we hear from C, we see that one has to, that one should say Gvurus Geshamim when he davens. The Rambam paskins that davening, tefillah is a mitzvah to say midaraisa. And one of the rayas from of the Rambam is our Gemara. The pasuk says that we have an obligation la'avdei b'chol levavchem, and la'avdei b'chol levavchem means to daven. The Ramban, on the other hand, says that tefillah is only midrabbanan. We just learned the Gemara of la'avdei, which clearly seems to indicate that that tefillah is a derabbanan. So the Ramban says that when the Gemara says la'avdei is a tefillah, it's only a smachtam. The Magen Avraham paskins and Simon Kuf Vav Sifkot and Beis, that most paiskim actually agree with the Ramban, that the chi of tefillah is only a chi mid rabbonim. And moreover, says the Magen Avraham, even according to the Rambam, who we just quoted, his opinion is that tefillah is a deraisa, it's enough that we should daven once a day and in any nusach that we want. And with that, we yoytze tefillah. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says, women who don't daven tefillah, three tefillahs, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, with the nusach that we daven, according to the Rama, we have a chiv to daven, and it's a mitzvah say deraisa. He says, there yoytze the mitzvah say by saying any tefillah. And he suggests that even Chazal did not expect women to do more than that. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalid in Shimon Kavov says, according to the Ramban, the Chum were the ones that instituted the Nusach Tefillah, and he wants to suggest that even women have to say the Nusach Tefillah because it's Bekoshes Rachman. So the Reb Chaim Briska says that according to the Ramban that holds that Tefillah is only the Rabbanon, that's only as far as the Chiv. There is no chiv to daven tefillah. There's no chiv, but there's certainly a mitzvah. Even the Ramban will agree, says Reb Chaim, that one is mekayim a mitzvah when he davens. But as we know, when we speak about mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs chiyuvis and the mitzvahs kiyumis. Mitzvah chiyuvis are a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. Mitzvah kiyumis is a mitzvah that when we do it, we fulfill a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. And Chaim explains where would there be the nafkamina. He says it's connected to the following shaila. What would be the halacha if there's a kohen who's a mil of Shmoneh Esrei, and the time for Birkas Kahanim comes? Should he interrupt his Shmoneh Esrei to say Birkas Kahanim? If, according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah chiyuvis, so while oisik mitzvah, Potter mitzvah. And once I'm davening, I'm fulfilling that mitzvah, I'm not obligated to stop to do another mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, even if we'll say, like Rav Chaim Briska, that davening is a mitzvah kiyumis, but Birchas Kehanim is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and davening is a mitzvah kiyumis. And a mitzvah chiyuvis supersedes a mitzvah kiyumis. And therefore, since a mitzvah kiyumis supersedes the mitzvah kiyumis, one should stop davening, the kohen should stop davening, and daven and do the Birkas Kahanim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Mavtech B'yod Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, there were three keys that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has himself, Shlai Nimsur B'yad Shliach, that weren't given over to a Shliach. Ve'ele Mavtech Shal Gishamim, rain, Mavtech Shal Chaya, the mafteich of somebody giving birth, or mafteich shel tchias ha-meisim, and the tchias ha-meisim, all of them are belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw that the Kotzker explains, we know that the Torah speaks about a tumah of a yoledes. The Torah says that if somebody, someone has a baby, the woman, if she has a baby boy, she's tummy for at least a week. If she has a baby girl, she's tummy for 2 weeks. Why? So says the Kotzker. We just learned that the mafteich shel chaya is in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when a woman has a baby, she comes in contact with the Shechina. And when that ends, when the Shechina goes away, that's when Tumah comes. And that's why there's a concept of Tumas Yuledis. I saw that the Pre-Tzadik, Rav Tzadik, explains that the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan says, B'nei Chayim Zoynei, Loibes Chusim Tayim Elsa, El B'mazla. B'nei is children, Chaya is life, Mazoynei is Panosa. So he explains that Chaya is B'nei, Gishomim is Mazoynei, Tchilas Amesim is Chaya. Now he explains that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. And when a person does an aveira, he creates a malach. Teaches us the Gemara that that these mafteches are not connected to the malachim that we create. They're connected directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in tefillah three times a day when we say Ashrei, Enei kol alecha yisabeiru v'ata nois lamas ochlem be'itai. We say the word, the Chofetz Chaim used to say this, Va'ata, we're addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, because even though other things are connected to Malachim that we create, as Rav Tzadok explains, Panosa and Chayil, having children, having life, all of that is connected, Va'ata, connected directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I said the Chofetz Chaim, we say immediately after the Pesach HaShiyodecha, Tzadok HaShem B'chol Drachav. We know that we're completely dependent on you in all these three things. And we know that Tzadik Hashem B'chol Drachov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us that we should have what we need. Mefteich Shal Gishomim. How do we know that the Mefteich Shal Gishomim are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yisuf Techa Shem L'cha, Esroi Tzor Yatoi Ves Shmayim, Loses Metar Atzcha B'itoi. Mafteh Shal Chaim and all in the Ksiv, V'yiska Elikim Esrochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rochel, V'yishma Elah, Elikim, V'yiftach Esrachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped her have a child, made her have a child, gave her the ability to have a child. Mafteh Shal Tchias Amesim Menayin, the Ksiv, V'yadatim K'ani Hashem B'fischi Eschavar Yisechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one that's going to make Tchias Amesim. B'marova Amri, and at Yisrael they said, Af Mafteich Shepanosa. Even the Mafteich Shepanosa is strictly in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Peseich HaShiyodecho Mazbil Chol Chai Rotzoin. Our Panosa is given strictly is strictly in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asked Gemara. So this Pasuk is clearly indicating that it's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan mention it as one of those three Mafteiches? He responds, the same talamotor, as we mentioned earlier, we say in the bracha Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu is the bracha of Parnasa, because we recognize that rain and Parnasa very much travel together. And therefore, when he said the mafteach of Geshamim, he meant Panos as well. And on the other hand, the Parashas Drachim now asks, so why in by Merovi that they have two separate Mafteches, one for Shepanosa and one for Geshomim? So the Parashas Drachim explains that Panosa means every individual's Panosa. Geshomim means the world economy. And he says the world economy could be great, but a person's personal situation may not be that great, or vice versa. The world economy may chas v'shalom be suffering, and this individual may be doing well. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael they separated into two. One is Mafteich Shel Geshomim, and one is Mafteich Shel Panosam. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Miyantav Rishon Shel Chag, we begin saying Mashvaruach on the first day of Sukkos. Ibailuhu. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Mehecha Gamaloi. From where did Rabbi Elazar learn this halacha that we begin on the first day? Melulav Gamala, does he learn it from the mitzvah of Lulav? Oy menisach hamayim Gamala. We know that during the Yontav of Sukkos, they used to pour water on the Mizbeach when they brought the Tamat Shachar. This mitzvah even though we're going to see in our Gemara soon a source for this mitzvah in the Torah, is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. They used to draw the water from the Shiloyach in gold pails, and then they would take it to the Beis HaMikdash, where they would blow the shofar, and then they would bring it to the ramp in the Mizbeach and pour out the Mizbeach as they did the Korban Tamid and did the Nisach HaYayin, which was done with all Kabbanas. Explains the Gemara. What's the Nafkamin if we learn it from Nisach HaMayim? We learn it from the Lulav. The Lulav Gamala. We learn it from the Lulav. Ma Lulav Av Has B'Yoyim. We only begin taking the Dalaminim during the first day of Yontov. You don't take the Dalaminim at night. So, so too, we could only begin start saying Mashiach Mar Geshem only by day. And the Dalaminim, which are so dependent on rain, they grow from the ground, are a very good connection to rain. Oy, Dilma, says the Gemara, we learned that Locha Mashiach Mar Geshem, Menesach HaMayim Gomala, Man Nesach HaMayim Me'urta, begins at night, Dom Amar, the Torah says, that even though kabonos may only be brought by day, nisach could be done at night. Af askara, so too the askara could be done at night. Now, even though it could be done at night, nisach yayin is very different than all the other nisach. The halach is that maybe adam kabonah hayoyim, a person could bring his carbon today and his nisachim can be brought 10 days later. That isn't the halacha on nisach hamayim. The nisach hamayim could be brought only by day. And the nisach hamayim could only on sukkahs. It can't be brought after sukkahs. And nisach hamayim, the Ritva says, should only be brought by day. But still, explains the Ritva, since nisach hamayim is in the category of Nesachim. And since it's in the category of Nesachim, Nesachim can be brought at night, so it's something that can be done at night. So now the question is, when do we begin according to Beleza on the first day of Sukkot saying Mashvaruch HaMayr HaGeshem? At night or by day? Tashma, Dama Rebavua, Loilam de Beleza Elam Alulav. Rebeleza learned the halacha of Mashvaruch HaGeshem from Lulav. Ikadamri, Rabbi Avuah Gomer Gomer Lo, Rabbi Avuah learned it from his rebbes that was Rabbi Leib's opinion. Vikadamri Masnis Shamalei, that he understood that this was Rabbi Leib's opinion based on a brisa that he learned. Ask the Gemara, Maihi, what is the brisa that he learned that would have taught him that halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, Meim Sam Maskirim Al Geshamim, when do we begin saying Mashvaruch Mar Hagashem? Rabbi Leib Omer, Mishas Natilas Loilov. From the time we start taking the lulav, which is, as we said, the first day of Sukkot, by day. We begin saying from when we stop taking the lulav, and which means Shmini Atzeres, because we start saying, we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, and then on Shmini Atzeres, we stop taking the Dalaminim. Honorable Ezra, however, Abbas Aminim Alolu, now the Gemara explains what is the connection between Dalaminim and Mar Hageshem. Amar Belezer, Ha'ev Abbas Aminim Alolu Enim Boim El Ratzis Lamayim. We take the Dalaminim, which we explained, grow on water, and would say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we so desperately need the water so we could fulfill the mitzvah. This is what Masha explains. We so desperately need the water so we could fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. So, K'shem Shabbamanim Halalu Yev Shabbalay Mayim. We can't do this mitzvah without proper rainwater, without proper watering that they should grow. Kachi Ev Shalaylam B'lay Mayim. The world needs rain. Amalei Rishua. But Rabbi Shua, as we learned in the Mishnah, turns around to Beleza and says, "V'leg Gisham b'chag and el siman klola." Rain on Sukkot is a bad sign. Amar Beleza, to which Rabbi Beleza responds, "Af ani lo imati lishol." I didn't mean that one should ask for rain on Sukkot. Of course, one shouldn't ask for rain on Sukkot when it's a bad sign. Lahasker, I'm speaking about saying the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented with speaking about Mashiach HaMayr HaGeshem. Shame. Shetchias Amesim Masker, just like we speak about Tchias Amesim, We mention it kol hashana kulo, even el bezmano. We speak about it all year round, but tchias hameisim is only going to be when a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides it's the time for tchias hameisim. Kach maskim gevuras kishem kol hashana. We speak about it all the time. Ve'enan el bezmanim. But even though we only need them at certain times. And therefore, he says, L'fikach and ba'al ha'asker, if you want to say, Mashiruch and Mari Geshem Kol Hashana Kula, Masker, you have a right to say it. So in other words, Tosfos Divrei Maskil Im and Amud Aleph explains that actually what Rabbi Elazar is saying to Rabbi Yeshua, that Mashiruch and Mari Geshem can be recited all year round. So your issue that how do we begin to say Mashiruch and Mari Geshem in a time where it's a Simen Klala, that's because you're limiting the time when we say Mashiruch Amar Geshem. I'm not limiting, says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, the time when we could say Mashiruch Amar Geshem. As far as I'm concerned, we could say it all year round. And therefore, saying that Sukkot is the wrong time is not a problem. Rabbi says, Oima Ani. And we find throughout Shas, very often, Rabbi uses the word Oima Ani. And I saw, why does Rebbe use this language? Because the Gemara in Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Tesa and Aleph teaches us, Mishemes Rebbe, from when Rebbe was Nifta Batla Nova. Rebbe was the model of modesty. So when Rebbe would cite his own opinion, he would say, Oymer Ani. This is an explanation from the base Oitza, from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Oymer Ani, this is my opinion. It's not that anybody is obligated to accept this opinion. Oymer Ani, I want to tell you my opinion. Mishar Shemafsik, L'Sheila, when we stop saying the same Talmudor on Pesach, Kach Mafsik L'Askara, we should also stop saying Masha Ruach on Marid Hageshem. What's Rebbe saying? Rebbe's saying to Rebbe Elazar, you, Rebbe Elazar, said that the time to say Mashiv Ruach Amarid Hageshem is all year round. So he says to him, I don't agree. I don't think you should say it all year round. We should only say it in the winter. If it's being limited to a certain time when to say, don't begin on Sukkot when it's a Simen Klala. Rebbe Yudah Ben Seir Omer, when do we begin saying Mashiv Ruach Amarid Hageshem? B'sheni B'chagu Masker, on the second day of Sukkot. Rebbe Kiva Omer, B'shishi B'chagu Masker, and every one of these opinions will be explained. Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Shua Omer, Ha'oivel Lefnei Ateva B'yontav Achron Shel Chag, whoever is the Baal Tefillah, Ha'achron, the one that says Davin's Musaf, Maskir, he's the one that says Mashiruch Amarid Hageshem, Harishim by Shachris, as we explained in the Mishnah, Eina Maskir, we don't say Marid Hageshem, B'yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishim Maskir by Shachris, we still say Marid Hageshem, but Achron by Musaf, Eina Maskir, we don't say it anymore. So we just learned the dialogue that took place between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua about mentioning, beginning to say Ma'ariv Hageshem on Sukkot. Says the Gemara, Shabbakom Alei Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar is making a very strong point that just like Tchias HaMeisim is mentioned all year round, even though Tchias HaMeisim will only come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's the time that should come, the same should be with Ma'ariv Hageshem. Amalach Rabbi Shua, to which Rabbi Shua responds, Bishlam Tchias HaMeisim, Masker, the fact that we mention Tchias HaMeisim all year round, the Kuli Yom Zmanayu, we hope and pray every day for Tchias HaMeisim. El Shamim, Kalayim is the Asin Zmanayu, can we say that whenever it rains, that's good? Vatanan, Yotza Nisav Yarda Shamim, if Nisan and Etz Yisrael is over and it's raining, Simen Klalahim, it's a bad sign, it's not supposed to be raining anymore. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, when the people asked Shmuel for a king and he wanted to show them that they had done the wrong thing, so he said, I'm going to show what that you did the wrong thing, that even though it's already in Nisan, when it shouldn't be raining, it's Tzir Chitim, it's the time when we're supposed to be not raining, it's raining, that will be a simon that it was the wrong thing to ask for a king. So we learned, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Omer b'sheni b'chag hu masker. We begin saying Marid Hageshem on the second day of Sukkot. Ask the Gemara, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Omer, the Torah, when it speaks about the Kabbanos that are brought on Sukkot, the Torah says, on b'misparim k'mishpat, then it says, m'mad oilus atamid v'nisqa. That's what the Torah usually uses to describe the Nesachim. However, Nema B'Sheni, on the second day of Sukkot, it says, V'niskehem, instead of using the word V'niska. V'Nema B'Shishi Nesachehu, the Torah uses the word Nesachehu, instead of using the word V'niska. V'Nema B'Shvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, it says, K'mishpatam, instead of saying K'mishpat. So we have here, Hare Mem Yud Mem. We have the three letters, Mem Yud Mem, extra. Harei kamayim, mem yud mem is mayim, to teach us, mikan remez l'nisach hamayim in the Torah. From here we see that we do nisach hamayim. U'mayishna b'sheni nukit. So why specifically does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri speak about the second day? It says the Gemara. The kirim easily crawl. When does the Torah begin speaking about nisach hamayim? B'sheni d'rumizi, on the second day of Sukkot. Sukkot. Hilkoch, he says, B'sheinim et Gerinin, it's appropriate to begin saying Meir HaGeshem on the second day of Sukkot. Riki Weimer, we learned, B'shishi b'chag u'maske, we begin on the sixth day of Sukkot. Shenema, B'shishi u'nusachah ho, Loshen Rabim, B'shnei nesuchim ha'kosim medaber, Echad nesach ha'mayim, V'echad nesach ha'yayin. And that's why, that's what the Torah speaks primarily according to Riki Weimer about the nesach ha'mayim. But ask the Gemara, how do we know that both one's Nisach HaMayim and one is Nisach HaYayin? Maybe they ought to both be, maybe what the Torah means, that we should do two Nisachim of wine. Answers the Gemara, like we just learned. We have a remez in the Torah, it should be Mayim. Ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Kiva is dependent on what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, so then ask the Gemara, he ought to agree with him all the way and agree that we begin saying Marit HaGeshem only on the second day of Sukkot. Answers the Gemara, Ksav Rabbi Kiva, Ksiv Nisuch Yaseira, where does the Torah, Ksiv Nisuch Yaseira, where does the Torah emphasize that we bring an extra nisach, b'shishi u'diksiv. That is specifically emphasized on the sixth day. And therefore, since it's emphasized in the sixth day, it's most appropriate that that's the day, says Rekiva, that we should begin saying, Ma'ir HaGashem.